happening? Why didn't Jimmy introduce me? Where is he?
He didn't show up.
Didn't show up. Doesn't he know this is Sunday night, broadcast night? Ladies and gentlemen, please excuse the delay, but honestly, this is the first time in all the years we've been together that Jimmy Wallington hasn't shown up for a program.
Eddie, maybe he got stuck in traffic.
Stuck in traffic? Here in New York? How can that be? What's the matter with you, Jack? You know, we've got many things, ladies and gentlemen. We've got one thing here in New York that they haven't got in any other big city in the United States, and that is the most cockeyed traffic system. Oh. I want to tell you something. You know, I'm due here in the studio at Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. I live about 9 blocks from here. 9 blocks from here. What time do you think I leave my hotel? 6 in the morning. How do you like that? You can't make a right turn. You can't make a left. I start out with a taxi cab this afternoon. Came around to 53rd Street. Started to turn around with a taxi cab. The policeman says, come on, pull over there. Will you? Will you get a right there? Will you get a right? Finally came around the corner. Another cop says, come on, Willie, what was the matter with you? What else did it? A Harvard man. They kept doing this to the right and left. I finally found myself in Newark. How do you like it? Take, for instance, a man wants to cross the street here, see? He wants to cross the street. He's a citizen. He pays taxes. He's good to his mother. He wants to cross the street. But he can't do it because the red light is against it. Well, he couldn't do it anyway. Two policemen are watching him, see? They got burglars all over town. People are killing each other. But the police have got to see that he doesn't cross the street. Finally, the weekend is over. The green light comes on. And he's so happy. He has no job. His wife is sick. He's got trouble with his relatives. But the green light is on, see? Then they've got a thing here in New York City that they call the safety zone system. You know where you wait for the streetcars? It's all lined off with a white line. That's the safety zone. That's a great idea. If an automobile should hit you while you're within the safety zone, that doesn't count. He's got to go all over again and give it a bang. Then I learned the driving signals yesterday morning. These are the new signals for 1937. You put out your hand like this, flat, that means you're going to stop. When you swing it to the right, that means you're going to make a left-hand turn. And if you see this, your hand going all over the place, wiggling all over, means everybody hide, lady driving. Renard, did Wallington get here yet?
Yes, Eddie, but he won't come in. He's outside.
Where?
There.
How do you like that? Jimmy is standing outside with two signs on him. What is he doing? Picketing? Jimmy, come in here, will you? Come in, Jimmy Wallington. Come in here, will you? Look at the sign he's wearing. Cantor is unfair. James, what's the idea?
I'm on strike.
Striking? For what reason?
Well, last week you had Leslie Howard here as a guest star, and I had nothing to do on the program. I was just a stooge.
You're complaining. Look what Howard did to me.
What?
Every afternoon since he's been here, Ida's been going to see his picture, Romeo and Juliet. At night, she sees him in Hamlet, and she come home, take a look at me, and says, "Feh, much ado about nothing."
Well, that only proves that if you'd let me sing Susie and do a laugh poor Yorick, you'd have saved yourself a lot of trouble.
But, Jimmy, I didn't know you could sing Susie.
Renard, music.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as that fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. My eyes don't roll, but I want you to know that I could roll them if I was getting Cantor's dough. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl.
You sing from now on, Jimmy, but don't strike.
Too late. I'm through with this program. With a voice like mine, there's only one thing to do.
Yeah, save your money.
Oh, yeah? Who's going to sell your Texaco products now? Go on and get your Leslie Howard.
Oh, I wish he were only here with his lovely voice and his Shakespearean manner saying, "Friends, roamers, and cross-country men, lend me your gears. Othello, Othello, your neighbors about Texaco products. What fuels these motor oils be? Ophelia, Ophelia, tank with fire chief gasoline." And you can make bets that if you used an inferior grade, you would be committing a comedy of errors. Well, Mr. Stryker, how do you like my Shakespeare?
Eddie, save your money.
Get out of here. Jimmy, let's cut out all this nonsense, will you? Let's start the program.
Oh, no, not with me. I'm through, you hear me? I'm through. This is really a strike.
Go ahead. I don't need you, Mr. Wallington. I can do very well without you. I'll do the show without you. Renard, play my first song.
I can't. I'm on strike.
You're on strike. Why?
Because Wallington is right. Leslie Howard hurt me, too.
How? How did he hurt you?
Well, since my wife saw him, she doesn't give me any more love.
Oh, come to my arms, Jack, and let me hug you.
You mean like this?
Oh, you feel so mushy.
Don't get around me. I'm striking.
Well, if you're going to pick it like Wallington, go on and get yourself a sign.
Yes, I think I'll be measured for one.
Measured? You'll have to be surveyed.
Well, I hate to leave you in a fix without music, Eddie.
Oh, go on and strike. See if I care. Bora Minovich's harmonica rascals are rehearsing in the studio next door. I'm sure I can get them to play for me. Come in, fellas. Hey, fellas. Fellas, do you hear me? Come on in, will you, please? Come on in, boys. Listen. Listen, boys. Did you see Bing Crosby's picture, Pennies from Heaven?
Yeah.
Do you know that song? 1, 2, button my shoe.
Sure.
All right, look. Will you give me an introduction and 2 choruses in the key of F? One, two, button your shoe, put on your coat and hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. 3, 4, open the door, hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. 5, 6, my heart does tricks as I picture all your charms. 7, 8, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. 9, 10, kiss me again, tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting for you. 1, 2, button your shoe, what do you think of that? My band has left me flat, but I knew what to do. 3, 4, I open the door, in walks another man. I think the boys play grand, and before I get through, 5, 6, print out, I'll fix, also give me Wallington. 7, 8, now you just wait, they'll be sorry one by one. 9, 10, I know by then, they'll come back if they could. Would I take them back for good? You bet your life that I would. Thank you, boys, for coming here and playing for me. Well, Renard, I don't need you or Wallington. My 2 kids will help put the program over. Bobby, Deanna, come on out here. Come on out, children. Bobby! Bobby, what are you and Deanna doing with those signs on?
We're striking, too.
But why?
On account of Leslie Howard, I didn't get applause and it hurt my weekend.
Yeah, I'll put you across my knee and you'll get some applause that'll really hurt your weekend.
Oh!
Come on, Bobby. We're on strike.
Strike! Strike! Strike!
Strike!
How do you like that? How do you like that strike business? Fine thing. Fine thing. Even the kids won't work for me. Well, as Aesop said, it never rains, but it pours.
Yeah, and as Leslie Howard said, when it pours, wear 3 pairs of rubbers.
Park your carcass. Are you striking too?
Sure. Can't you read the sign I got?
Read it. There's nothing printed on it.
Well, I'm picketing in a very dumb neighborhood.
Go on and get out. I've got a program to do.
Yeah, then I'm going to tell the people not to listen to you.
Oh, you're going to boycott me.
What, that?
Boycott. Boycott.
Don't worry. If there's a boycott, you won't catch him.
So you all refuse to work, eh? Well, I'm going out and get a whole company of new actors. So long.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy Washing Board. Yeah. Renard, everybody. Yeah. Come here. Eddie Scranton is gone.
Good. Now we have a chance to do our own program.
Yeah.
We'll show him. Anybody can do that stuff. Alas, poor Yorick.
Poor Yorick, nothing. He was such a hit on this program last Sunday, they made him king. Look, it's in the newspaper. York is king.
York is king. Get out of here. Play, Renard.
Our youngest striker, Bobby Breen, sings Pennies from Heaven.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, heaven. Oh, April showers may come your way. Why not bring you flowers that bloom in May? And when it's rain, have no regrets, because it is a rain, you know. Oh, every time it rains, it rains, and into heaven. Don't you know which cloud contains?
Has Canada come back yet?
Not yet, comrade.
Well, I'd like to take just 30 seconds to tell the audience this. Once a motorist uses Fire Chief, he seldom uses anything else. Because in Fire Chief, he gets lightning action. Full-powered, emergency-grade gasoline that answers the spark instantly, regardless of the weather. With Fire Chief, you can get the same pickup and power in your car that special-duty emergency vehicles must have. Don't be satisfied with less when you can have a gasoline good enough for fire engines and ambulances. At no more than you're paying right now for ordinary gasoline. Try Fire Chief tonight, or the first thing in the morning. You can get it wherever you see the Texaco star. We feel sure that after that first trial, you will continue to use it and tell your friends about it.
Scranton, fellas, here comes Eddie Scranton.
Wait a minute. Were you boys broadcasting while I was gone? Answer me.
We don't speak to scabs.
Yep, good enough.
Where's your actors, wise guy?
They'll be here later. They're eating.
Yeah, I suppose they're overeating at the Waldorf Astoria.
If they're at the Waldorf Astoria, they're not overeating. Now, don't stand around. Come on, come on. There'll be a show here. Go on out and pick it, everybody. You too. Go on and pick it, Parky.
Okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. What are you putting your hand in my pocket for?
You told me to do it.
I told you to go out and pick it, Parky.
Oh, I thought you told me to pick your pocket.
Get out of here, will you, please? Get out of here, all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, strike or no strike, you know the show must go on. I'm about to present a sketch in which I play all three characters, an old farmer, his daughter, and the dog. Harmonicas, give me a little Turkey in the Straw. Matilda, Matilda, where be you, daughter? I want some food. I'm tired chewing on this tobacco. I'm sorry, Pappy. There's no food in the house. Besides, the roof is leaking. Well, I'll go up and fix the roof. If you do, there'll be no water in the house. Tell me, daughter, how old am I? 90, Pappy. 90 years old. Whoopee! 40 more years and I got two social securities coming. Why, there's someone at the back door. How do you know it's a back door? Must be, because we ain't got no front door. Oh, it's Rover. It's our little dog. He wants a supper. What do you want, Rover? Borscht. 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 We ain't got no borscht. We ain't got nothing. Goodbye. I'm going off to the poorhouse. I'll be coming round the mountain when I come. I'll be coming round the mountain when I come. Though the place is in Nova Scotia, as long as the food is kosher, I'll be coming round the mountain when I come. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. With the entire cast out on strike, it's been difficult getting out of show.
Well, if you're so interested in getting out of show, why don't you walk out and let us do the program?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Anything that's good for the people is all right for me. Put on your own program. I'd like to see you get a lot of applause. I'd like to see you get a lot of laughs. I'd like to see you be a big success. I'd like to see you.
Now, listen, everybody. We'll play a sketch, too, like Cantor did. But we'll make ours funny. See what I mean? We're going to make our sketch really funny.
Yeah, well, how did you like my impersonation of the dog?
Oh, that was no impersonation.
All right.
right, go ahead and do your sketch. I'll kibitz here on the sideline.
All right, now here are all the parts. Parky, you play the part of Pappy, the farmer.
What I got to do?
Well, you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
Milk the cows, feed the horses, feed the pigs, chop the wood, and then you go into the chicken coop.
Wait a minute, if I got to lay the eggs, I quit.
Okay, then, I'll tell you what you do. You play the part of Matilda, the daughter.
All right, but if I'm going to play it, I want to wear a corset.
A corset? What for?
Because I want to be in good shape for the part.
Uncle Jimmy?
Yes?
What part will I play?
Well, you play the front part of the horse.
Say, Jimmy.
Yeah?
What part could I play?
Boy, have I got an answer for that.
Never mind, Renard. You play Rover the dog.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Parky, you're Matilda.
Matilda, my daughter, come on down and give your pappy a drink.
Pappy? Pappy? Is my voice changing? This is some part, a Greek hillbilly. Pappy, come up on the roof and have a drink.
On the roof?
Yeah, we'll have a drink on the house.
Say, tell me, what y'all drinking?
An Eddie Stanton cocktail.
Oh, an Eddie Cantor cocktail, eh? What's that?
Two large eyeballs.
Come on down, Matilda, and get me my breakfast.
Okay, Pappy, here I come.
What happened? Did you fall down the steps?
No, Pappy. I was just wearing my heavy underwear.
Who's that a-knocking at our door? Come in, Pinkus, my son. Where you been?
Pappy, I've been out hunting. I just shot a skunk.
Poor Wallington. He was such a swell guy, too.
Pinkus, tell me, how could you go out hunting when you know we're starving?
Say, Pappy, there must be some food in the house. I smell something cooking.
Yeah, that's me roasting a bunch of hams.
Listen, Pappy. Woof, 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 woof. Quiet, Rover. I said Pappy, not Puppy. Woof, woof. I want a bone.
Stop looking at Parky Carcass's head.
Our hen is laying an egg.
Yeah, and so is your sketch. Look, why don't you strike us quit?
No, we'll show that to Eddie Cranberry. Bring in Deanna.
All right, come here, Deanna, and sing El Bacho. We'll show him.
Come on, Eddie. Oh,
did you like our part of the program?
Well, as long as you've got Deanne and Bobby and Parker, you're okay. Why don't you call off the strike, Jimmy?
Well, I will if you promise not to use any guest stars in the future.
Well, how can you say that? Jimmy, be fair. We're all working for the public. If they want a guest star now and then, why not let them have it?
Well, if the audience agrees with you, I'll call off the whole strike.
Ladies and gentlemen, I put it up to you. Do you enjoy these guest stars? The strike is over, huh?
Eddie, it looks like you win.
Yeah?
Down with Jimmy Washingboard.
Yep. Leave him alone, Parker. You hurt him that time. What'd you do, hit him with the sun? Sunstruck. Well, anyway, now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to meet a young man who is visiting here in the studio tonight. The star of the screen, the radio, and of the concert field, a glorious voice, an awfully nice guy, my friend, James Melton. Here he is. Come on up, Jimmy. Come on up, lad. Jimmy, honestly, I'm really glad to see you here.
Well, thanks, Eddie. I certainly have enjoyed your broadcast.
You know, it's funny, you're being here in the studio tonight.
It is funny, isn't it? Considering you sent me 2 tickets.
Yep. Well, I did it for a reason. You know, if I can get you to vocalize, you know, I can save the price of a lesson.
All right, Eddie. Here we go.
All right. Gee, that's wonderful, Jimmy. You know, the lack of effort in your singing. You know, Jimmy Melton, you're a finished singer.
Well, thanks, Eddie. As a comedian, you know, I think you're finished, too.
Jimmy, I don't know how to take that.
Well, Eddie, you know, I've been watching you for years. Now, tell me something. Why do you run up and down the stage when you sing?
I'm taking no chances. I learned a long time ago, when a guy's running up and down, it's much harder to hit him.
You ought to cut out some of those running up and down songs, though, and go in for some real Irish ballads, like...
Like what?
Well, like Mother McCree.
Okay, Mr. Melton. I'll sing a chorus of Mother McCree, but if I get in trouble, come to my rescue.
All right, Eddie, I'll stand by.
Claude, let's have a chorus, will you? Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil one for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, Mother McCree. Boy, you certainly came through with that note. Jimmy, instead of talking, let's sing to each other.
That suits me fine. Where did you learn to sing like that, Eddie?
In the bathroom.
The bathroom, yes. Well, why did you ever come out?
You have the most magnificent, Jimmy, you have the most beautiful, you have the most wonderful voice I've ever heard.
Well, Eddie, I wish I could say the same thing about you.
You could if you were as big a liar as I am. Thanks for coming here. You've been so sweet. The audience, I'm sure, enjoyed the treat.
When you invited me to the studio, I figured you would use me on the radio.
You know, it's nice to sing like this in rhyme.
Yes, it's nice because Texaco pays for the time. And now, my friend, I wish you well. I hope that lots of fire chief gas you'll sell.
Remember, Mr. Melton, that we sell oil as well.
Well, Eddie, keep on selling it while I say farewell.
Thank you. That's good. That's good. No. Don't go. Don't go. We're not going to let you go without singing a song by yourself, Jimmy.
All right, Eddie, if you're going to let me sing a song, I'd like to sing a song called The House That Love Built. My new picture, Sing Me a Love Song.
Renard, make a living.
One night a star fell from the
sky, and we chance to be passing by, out of the silver and gilt, there was a dream house built. I thought the age of miracles had ended long ago, but no, it can't be so, for here is one I know. This must be the little house that love built. Let us lock the door and hide the key. This must be our own enchanted cottage, built for two, not for you, and for me. Bundled up inside our magic love quilt, we can build a dream that never will die.
For your presence here tonight. We all enjoyed your contribution to the program, and good luck on your new picture. And by the way, sitting here in the audience, ladies and gentlemen, is Jimmy Melton's lovely wife and his father. I'd like them to take a bow, too. Throw a spotlight on them, will you, Don? Get up, Dad. Get up, get up. Well, Jimmy Wallington, the strike being over, let's really start our program.
Okay, Eddie, here goes.
All right.
The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present us out of the mayor of Texaco town, Eddie Cannon.
Hello, Jimmy. Hello, everybody. I want you to know that I love to spend each Sunday with you as friend to friend. And now, my friends, as the holiday season approaches with its Christmas spirit, may I remind you that with every Christmas seal you buy, you're giving someone a lift on the road to good health. Thank you, and God bless you.
Your neighborhood Texaco dealer invites you to listen to Eddie Cantor in Texaco Town next Sunday evening at the same time. In the meantime, try Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. James Wallington speaking.
Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.